You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some celebrations already took place with an official observance this week. Juneteenth Day is this Thursday, with most municipalities taking a day off. That means garbage collection will be impacted and government offices will be closed on the 19th. Kenosha has a Juneteenth dedication ceremony on Thursday at Civic Center Park. Racine had their 50th annual Juneteenth parade over the weekend. If you missed it, there's a photo recap online. Check out racinecountyeye.com. It was a high-tech rescue in Kenosha County Friday night. A watch automatically called 911, and a thermal imaging drone helped find the wreckage of a crash 50 feet from the road. The rescue unfolded in Brighton on 142 at 224th Avenue. A car had crashed over an embankment and disappeared into dense brush, making it invisible from the road. Authorities were only alerted by an Apple Watch, which sends an automated crash notification. The drone found the heat signature of the crash. The driver had already gotten out and was treated for injuries not life-threatening. A cause is under investigation. When the Social Security office in Racine moved, it went away from where a lot of people were. Now, bus riders in Racine have direct access to the SSA office thanks to a service expansion by Ride Racine. Route 27 recently started making 10 weekday stops at the newly relocated office at the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center. The change comes after the old office closed in May. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got bean. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
It hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood-filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books and each one equals one TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Richson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Richson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Richson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 64 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain late tomorrow into tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.